For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast,
helping you catch up on what you missed.
There's a lot going on in the world,
and we tell you about the important stuff.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 725 sunshine today with a high of 66. What's going on, Kara?
Well, last night, the world was certainly watching as the former Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, sat down for a no-hold-barred interview with Oprah Winfrey. Now, it was 2 hours long, and there were some definite bombshells in there. So I've got the good, the bad, and the ugly for you today. So the good is, who gets a better gender reveal than making that announcement on a primetime interview special with Oprah?
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Or the new addition to your family. Is it a boy or is it a girl?
You can tell her.
No, give her.
No, no.
It's a girl.
Okay. He's going to have a daughter.
Oh, and then Oprah putting on the British accent.
We all know that would be hard. If you're interviewing a Brit,
true.
It would be hard to
true.
Not. Yeah.
Like, it's hard not to become a chameleon.
It was really cute. Harry went on to say that their family is now complete. They've got their boy, their girl, and their two dogs, and they're done after
they're
this.
Done, right.
So the bad was that the royal family basically stripped everything away from these two, from their titles to their security. But Meghan said that she didn't feel protected by the family from the very beginning.
I came to understand that not only was I not being protected, but that they were willing to lie to protect other members of the family.
What do you think that was in regards to?
My personal feeling about that is all of the Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein stuff that had been going on the last few months, that there's a whole lot of cover-up going on there and with the rest of the family. But for some reason, they don't support this woman and this sweet baby child that is in this family. Like, get it together.
Maybe we'll find out when we get to the ugly.
Oh, well, the ugly is definitely ugly. Meghan revealed that her mixed race heritage played a major role in how the palace felt about Archie.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What? What was that conversation?
That conversation I'm never going to share.
So on Friday, ahead of this interview, I said that I was not a big fan of Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. She knew what she was getting into. Mm-hmm. This is a royal family. It wasn't like they sprung that fact on her. I would like to formally retract all previous statements and
now?
Say, I'm team Meghan Markle 1,000%.
I had the same feeling as you, Tad, and I agree 100 yeah. million percent that I've totally switched teams.
Well, and I remember on Friday, I was like, I'm team the crown and I'm all about it. Now I'm switching. I think that, like, Meghan and Harry got into it. Meghan found out that she's, like, second fiddle to Kate and William, because Kate and William are the next king and queen.
Right.
And Meghan didn't like that.
Oh, you're going, that's
yeah.
interesting. How does that happen?
Well, it'll be definitely interesting to see how Buckingham Palace tries to clean all of this up. They still haven't made any statement, so everyone's waiting around like, come on.
Oh, touché. Baby. I'm waiting for my mind to be changed again.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Melissa, what's going on?
So I've been dating a guy for a few months, and I think that I've already screwed up the relationship.
I saw in your email that there's some issue with the dog.
His dog, yes. He went out of town for a week, and he asked me to watch the dog.
And what happened?
I can't find the dog.
You can't find him? You lost the dog?
Things were going really great for like 3 days. I don't really like dogs, and the dog doesn't really like me, but I was trying really hard, and I went over on Saturday, and he was gone.
You lost your boyfriend's dog, and you said that you guys have only been dating for a little while?
Yeah, it's just been like a couple of months.
Does your boyfriend know that the dog is missing yet?
No, I haven't told him.
Oh, gosh, Melissa, do we have to do this?
No. That's why I'm calling you guys. I need you guys to help me because I don't know what to do. He loves this dog. I don't even know how I could have lost him. I mean, he was in the house.
This is a big ask. We got to call your boyfriend and let him know that his dog is missing. And you have no idea where the dog is.
Yeah, I've called every shelter, every police station. I've looked everywhere. I've asked neighbors.
And you can't put the post on Facebook because then maybe Dalton will see it.
Right, exactly.
So what do? You call Tad and Drex, right?
That's right.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Melissa lost her boyfriend's dog. She just called us to tell about it. Needs our help letting him know his dog is missing and asking his forgiveness. Melissa, sit tight as we get your boyfriend on the phone.
Hello?
Morning, Dalton. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. We're calling about your dog, Brutus.
What about him? Why is a radio station calling about my dog?
Well, this is a feature we call Forgive and Forget, and we're looking for forgiveness for your girlfriend because apparently she lost your dog.
What? No. He's not missing. He is with Sam.
Who's Sam?
Samantha is my ex-girlfriend.
Why would you not tell Melissa about this?
Well, based on how it was going, I honestly felt like she wouldn't notice.
Based on how what was going, please don't tell me that. What, did Samantha call you and say that Melissa's doing a bad job trying to make Melissa look bad?
Oh, I have one of those nanny cam things, so I was kind of seeing what was going down.
Why didn't you just, in all the times that we talked, why didn't you just say, hey, Brutus likes this, or hey, why don't you do this, or looks like you're nervous.
Dalton, the reason why we have your girlfriend Melissa on the phone is that she was feeling terrible. She thought she lost your dog.
Well, I'm sorry, but I almost thought it was just going to be a relief for you.
How is that a relief?
I felt like I didn't need to check in with you about it.
I've called all over town. I've called police stations. I've gone to every single shelter.
Yeah, Dalton, were you just trying to punish Melissa for not doing a good job with your dog by not telling her?
No, not at all. I mean, I maybe should have said something, but also she could have checked in with me when she noticed it was missing.
Maybe you should have said something.
I know she doesn't really get along with Brutus, and, I got to be honest,
exactly.
I don't know if I can be with somebody who doesn't like my dog. So I was just hoping if they spent some time together, maybe, she would warm up to him, but I quickly saw that wasn't really going to be the case.
But Dalton, why instantly go to the ex-girlfriend? Was there nobody else to call?
Well, Sam has always really gotten along with Brutus, and I just wanted him to be with somebody he felt comfortable with.
Something tells me, Dalton, that you should probably wait until you're over one relationship before you move on to the next.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm totally over that last relationship, but maybe my dog isn't.
Well, I know I'm over this relationship because this is... You gave me 3 days with that dog.
So, Melissa, you called because you wanted forgiveness. Do you still want the forgiveness from Dalton, your boyfriend?
No. He should be asking me for forgiveness for putting me through hell.
B just wasn't comfortable with you yet.
Well, good luck with, B and your ex-girlfriend and the nanny cam and your weird surveillance.
Lots of people have nanny cams. It's not that weird, especially if you got a pet. If you could just leave the key under the mat before you go, that would be great.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, I think we are doing Melissa a big favor.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at her on the camera right now, and she does look kind of happy.
Oh, my God.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Aaron in Dunwoody, you signed up online at tadandrex.com, right?
I did.
So have you been studying over the weekend?
I made sure to watch the interview last night. That was my only one.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, so listen, why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio.
Kara, hit the road, Jack.
I'm gone, Aaron. Good luck.
You too.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I've got 5 pop culture trivia questions I'll ask you. Then we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Peeps is coming out with their own line of makeup. Peeps are disgusting marshmallow treats shaped like what?
Chicks.
Number two, the Pope held a church ceremony in Iraq yesterday. What religion does the Pope believe in?
Catholicism.
Number three, the CEO of Pfizer said he's waiting his turn and hasn't been vaccinated yet. What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Question four, the Grammys announced 23 artists have signed up to perform at this weekend's ceremony. Who hosted the Grammys from 2012 to 2017?
Oh.
That's tough.
Gosh almighty. The Grammys from 2012 to...
Three,
I don't know.
Two,
Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Number five, Meghan Markle revealed to Oprah that her and Harry were secretly married 3 days before the televised ceremony. What's the name of the chapel they got married at?
Oh, my gosh. It's at Windsor Castle. It's, oh, I don't know.
These questions are super tough.
Yeah, they're tough. That's the only way you're going to beat Kara, though, Aaron, is if you answer tough questions right. But you did well this morning. You got three right.
We just motioned Kara to come back in here. Are you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, Peeps is coming out with their own line of makeup. Peeps are disgusting marshmallow treats shaped like what?
Cute little baby chicks.
That's what Aaron said, 1-1.
Number two, the Pope held a church ceremony in Iraq yesterday. What religion does the Pope believe in?
They're Catholic.
Yeah, that's what Aaron said as well, 2-2.
Number three, the CEO of Pfizer said he's waiting his turn and hasn't been vaccinated yet. What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
CEO of Pfizer not getting a vaccine is like the CEO of Whole Foods not spending $300 on grapes. that's what Aaron said, 3-3.
Number four, the Grammys announced 23 artists have signed up to perform at this weekend's ceremony. Who hosted the Grammys from 2012 to 2017?
Alicia Keys.
We were looking for LL Cool J.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Man.
Aaron said Ellen. Good guess. All right, still 3-3.
Finally, number five, Meghan Markle revealed to Oprah that her and Harry were secretly married 3 days before the televised ceremony. What's the name of the chapel they got married at?
St. George's.
St. George's at Windsor Castle. That's what we were looking for. All right, final score, 4-3. Aaron and Dunwoody, are you smarter than Kara?
I'm not. Good job, Kara.
Thank you.
Kara, 978 wins and 34 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Aaron.
Good job.
We'll play again tomorrow. Just like Aaron, you can sign up at tadandrex.com. Be strong. She's already hung up. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Anybody married in secret?
Wow.
Besides Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? This was one of the revelations on the Oprah interview last night that when we got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch them get married, they were already married.
3 days before our wedding, we got married. This thing, this spectacle is for the world, but we want our union, just the two of us in our backyard with the Archbishop of Canterbury, and and that was the piece that...
Just the three of us.
If you're going to get to have the greatest reason of all time not to do it, and what would that be?
I have no idea.
Well, for example, like say your father-in-law to be was really taking over the invites and you didn't trust that they were going to be able to pull that off, right? I'm just, for example.
Are you just speculating? It sounds a little bit like you guys have some experience.
Maybe perhaps it gets to be too much where you're just like, you know what, let's just elope and then we'll have a party after. Because it really is about the bride and groom.
So if we're just speaking totally figuratively here, Tad, this isn't a real story.
Right.
Is that what ends up happening? Like if the parents start taking over the planning of the actual ceremony itself? And then what happens when you reveal to those parents you guys actually snuck off and got married? Figuratively.
How does that go?
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
On the day that you have your reception and everybody gets together, they go to Augusta, Maine for the weekend.
Oh.
Wow.
Figuratively
speaking.
Totally
right.
Totally just making this up. Terry in Atlanta, 404-741-0985. You were actually married in secret?
So, yeah, I was married for 7 years and no one knew.
How do you hide something for 7 years?
He wasn't legal. Huh. We got married so he could get his papers. And I was a single mother of two young children. He was my best friend. And I didn't feel like we needed to share it with anyone.
Did you have a romantic relationship or was this just purely for him to get his green card?
Just so he could become a citizen.
So you guys lived in separate bedrooms and all of that?
Yeah, he was my roommate for 7 years.
Yeah, but Terry, what would have happened if you met somebody that you fell in love with? You couldn't get married.
You're right, I couldn't. But you know what? If I had met somebody in that time, I don't know if I was in a position to want to be married anyway.
So are you still married to this guy, or you were you split up?
No, this was like 20 years ago.
Did he pay you?
No, he didn't pay me. He's always said if I wanted to go to Brazil to let him know, and he'd send me there for free. But no, he was my best friend, and I wanted to help him out. It seemed like a good thing to do.
Do you guys think that at the very least, Terry should have gotten like a T-shirt that said, I married a guy to get him into the country and all I got was a lousy invitation to visit him and his new family in Brazil? Something like that?
And this T-shirt?
All right, so Melissa and Dahlonega's on hold. She says her daughter got married in secret. Wow. How did that go over? We're going to find out next. Tad, Drex, and Kara, thanks for listening. We're talking to people who got married in secret. After last night, it was revealed on the big Oprah interview that Harry and Meghan were married 3 days before we all got up and watched them get married on TV.
Yeah, but now can't you, I mean, I'm not going to blame the royal family as much for some of these revelations that are coming out, because Meghan started it.
By getting married?
Yeah, I mean, it turned into tit for tat now. Meghan's like, oh. We're going to get married 3 days in advance. So now the royal family's like, okay, well, we're not going to allow you security.
Your kid's not going to be
a prince.
Yeah. Meghan started it.
And eventually it ends up with Meghan and the Queen arm wrestling.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Melissa and Dahlonega, your daughter was married in secret?
She met this boy in college. She had never had a boyfriend, never been on a date, nothing. Right. I meet him one time. You know, we went through the whole thing. What are your intentions? I hope you never plan on going back to South Dakota. No, ma'am. I have no reason to go back there. You know, I love it here. Okay, fine. I get an email in October that tells me, Mom, I'm married and I'm moving to South Dakota.
No.
I was livid.
I bet.
Uh-oh. What did Mama Bear do about it?
I take off down the mountain because she's like 45 minutes away from me. And I catch them as they're coming out of the driveway in their U-Haul truck.
Okay, and what did that conversation sound like?
So I found out at that time they had actually been married for 3 months.
Tad, Kara, is there any way that Melissa's daughter and this rando guy are still married?
I don't know.
At all, Tad, do you think?
No, I don't believe. If you don't have the family's permission, if it's not kosher like that, it can never last.
No, they're not still married.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is my shocked face.
I know that they got married in private because they were afraid of. So I could just tell by she's not.
Oh, she is living.
Uh-huh.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 823, sunshine 66 today. Pretty much a great week weather-wise. 39 right now. What's going on, Kara?
The world was watching last night for the big Oprah interview with former Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, and sipping the tea along with everybody else. Shots were definitely fired, and it will be very interesting to see how Buckingham Palace and the firm try and smooth this one over. So 2 hours, lots of bombshells, but I've narrowed it down to the good, the bad, and the ugly for you. Mm-hmm. So the good, we know the baby number 2 is on the way, and now we know if it's going to be a boy or a girl.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
For the new addition to your family, is it a boy or is it a girl?
You can tell her.
No, I can tell her.
No.
It's a girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to have a daughter.
And if Harry and Meghan haven't already burned the boats and the bridges,
they
could name that baby girl Diana.
Now, Harry did go on to say that their family is now complete. They've got a boy and a girl and 2 dogs, and they are done. That was the best news that came out of the entire 2 hours last night. Now we've got the bad. We found out that the royal institution basically stripped more than just their titles from the young family. They totally cut Harry off financially and took any and all security and protections from them as well. So Meghan said she didn't really feel protected from the very beginning.
I came to understand that not only was I not being protected, but that they were willing to lie to protect other members of the family.
Yeah.
It was leading Meghan down a pretty bad road mentally, and she said she tried to reach out for help, and
they denied her.
Nothing, yeah.
I can't believe it.
What is it called? So they have the firm, and then they also called it something else.
The institution. I think it's the same. I think it's one and the same, yeah.
Yeah. So the ugly
crazy
got really ugly. Megan also revealed that her mixed race heritage actually played a major part in the way that the palace viewed their firstborn, Archie.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What? What was that conversation?
That conversation I'm never going to share.
So with that also came, like, with the fact that Archie was going to have no title, mm-hmm. and that's unprecedented. That's not ever happened before. So that was just like, and none of the protections that come with being, and even if you're not going to be a member of the royal family or a senior member of the royal family, think about what happened to Diana.
Right.
You're going to want the protections that go along with being born into the firm.
Yeah, that's what Harry said is one of the moving motivations for them doing what they did. It's because he started to see history repeating itself. And Oprah was like, what is that history? He said, my mom.
Ugh.
Right.
It's heartbreaking.
I went in on Friday. I said like that I was team royalty because I was like, Meghan knew what she was getting into, all of this. Definitely changing my mind on this. These people sound horrible.
The best tweet I've seen so far said, once again, America will defeat the British monarchy by spilling the tea.
Good morning. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. It's time to play Beat Shazam. Kara going up against Drex. 5 seconds to identify these songs, artist and title. Today is International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. These are international women, starting with Kara. If you don't want to see
me, that's Dua Lipa. Don't start now. Don't stop. Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. Absolutely.
Don't show up. Don't come now. Don't start caring about me now.
Did it start, if you were just wondering?
Yeah, don't start now.
She's from London, born in London, England. Moving on, International Women's Day. These are international women.
Ladies up in here tonight.
Drex.
No fighting. We got the refugees.
That's Shakira and her Hips Don't Lie.
From Colombia.
They don't.
Come on, let's go. Dude, that's the last thing you want to say on a bit about International Women's Day? But okay.
Not sorry. She's hot.
That's funny.
Not sorry. Kara, next round.
That's Renanana, Love on the Brain.
Barbados. Over to Drex.
There were nights when the wind.
is Celine Dion and Meatloaf Anything for Love? Oh, wait, no, hold on. Oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's all coming back to me now.
I would be so disappointed in you, Drex. Baby was lost and all.
Last round. This is supposed to be the toughest round of Beat Shazam International Women's Day. These are international women. Kara.
That's Kylie Minogue. Can't get you out of my head.
Is right. From Sydney, Australia. Drex. You can lose with this one.
The song is called Sail Away, and the artist... Oh, I don't know. I can't picture her. I can't see her face.
It's Inya!
Oh.
Sail Away, and then I believe in parentheses is Orinoco Flow.
Uh-huh.
And she's from Ireland, which I was kind of surprised at. I thought it would be something a little bit more exotic than that. But there's your beaches.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.